Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that India is not in the mood to stop today and will neither pause nor slow down. Speaking at a summit organized by a private media house yesterday, Mr. Modi said 140 crore Indians will move forward together with full momentum. He pointed out that as the world faces various roadblocks and speed breakers, it is only natural to talk about an unstoppable India.
बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर आशंका को ध्वस्त किया है, हर चुनौती को पस्त किया है। आज भारत अब फ्रेजाइल 5 से बाहर निकलकर टॉप 5 इकोनॉमीज में से एक बन गया है। आज इन्फ्लेशन 2% से नीचे है और ग्रोथ रेट 7% से ज्यादा है। आज चीप से लेकर शीप तक चारों तरफ आत्मनिर्भर भारत, आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ भारत है।
Prime Minister Modi said the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner. He also extended Diwali greetings to everyone. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India's logistics cost will come down from 16% of the nation's GDP to single digit by the end of the year. Addressing the ASSOCHAM annual conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari said that India's logistics costs are currently higher than some of its major competitors like US and China, which has inhibited export. The minister highlighted that increasing exports is the most important agenda for the country.
I'm really happy because of new research, new technology. Our products in automobiles are really, really very, very excellent. All the reputed brands available in the world, maximum they are present in Indian scenario, and there is a huge potential for the export.
Speaking in the same event, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the free trade agreements signed with Mauritius, Australia, the United Arab Emirates and the European Free Trade Association countries mark a new chapter in India's trade engagement with the world. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has invited the country's creative minds to design Aadhaar's mascot. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and IT said that applications for the contest will be open on the MyGov portal till the 31st of this month with a prize pool of up to 1 lakh rupees along with a certificate. The ministry further said that the mascot will serve as the visual ambassador of UIDAI, making its communication more relatable and engaging across all age groups. Citizens can submit their designs individually or as a team through the MyGov contest page. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Tamil Nadu.
The new GST reforms is a significant boost for Tamil Nadu's farmers, artisans, industries and exporters. Tamil Nadu's textile and handloom sector now witness strong gains. The reduced GST on sari from 12% to 5% has made the state's popular Kanchipuram saris affordable. Similarly, the choir industry units of the state benefits from the new GST rates of 5% on choir mats, robes and geotextile. In order to support small processors and women of fisherfolk population, the GST on processed fish and seafoods has been slashed from 12% to 5%. Asanyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And in local sports, all eyes will be on Kohima this evening as Nagaland United SC faces Chedema Village Youth Organization in the grand finale of the 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy at the IG Stadium. The final promises high-octane football as the two battle it out for the prestigious trophy. Meanwhile, in volleyball, MH10 clinched the 5th All-Nagaland Dr. Imkong Liba Au Memorial Volleyball Trophy, defeating defending champions Shangtongya Volleyball Association in straight sets 25-19, 25-21, 26-24 at the DDSC Stadium yesterday. Last year's runners-up, MH10, displayed solid teamwork and determination to lift the title. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.